I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
This is a recent movie, For a Good Time Call. It's about right. a couple of frenemies.
That word doesn't sit right on your tongue. Did you?
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
It's I like had to force it out.
Contemporaryisms. Yeah, it's a terrible word.
Oh, I know.
It?
Frenemies.
Anyway,
Two ladies who were friendly enemies in college. For a Good Time Call, about these two ladies who start a phone sex business, reminds me that there have been movies within the last 20, 30 years where women have buddied up. It's so easy to pick out male buddy films.
Right.
But looking at female, I thought we might try that.
No, are these women who actually care for each other, or are we talking about frenemy movies?
No, we're talking about women who, in the case of Thelma and Louise.
Like Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte. That would be a frenemy movie, right?
Okay, that would be. And I don't think we're necessarily talking about that.
I'm just trying to set the parameters, John.
Let's talk about movies where women buddy up the way Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Well, Thelma and Louise.
Yeah, Thelma and Louise
All
is
right.
the boilerplate.
Short show.
Yeah. The thing that intrigues me
You're
about
saying there more.
Thelma and Louise is really about their dislike of men as much as it is
well,
about
one of,
their friendship.
They're both rape victims.
Yes, and men are not treated well.
You would hate them, too.
There isn't a man in that film who comes off well, except for Harvey Keitel.
That's true. Okay. Well, wait, we're going to stop talking about Thelma and Louise?
Well, no. You have more to say about it?
Of course I have more to say. It was one of the great films of the 90s.
Yeah.
And you know what's interesting to me about it is that Ridley Scott directed it. So, you know, it looks like this great, and to some degree is, this great feminist action movie.
It does.
But it was directed by Ridley Scott, and at first blush, that seems like a strange choice. But then you think about Alien and how he launched Sigourney Weaver's career, and how he, you know, was one of the first filmmakers to see the potential in a female action hero.
Well, I think...
Now I'm done. Now you can go on. Okay.
The dynamic between the two women.
Great.
Their alliance against the bad guys in their life,
mm-hmm.
to me, launched beyond Sigourney Weaver, launched a kind of film that we were willing to accept, which was tough women.
All right.
That one with Thelma Louise is a buddy film of the first order for me. When we take Bridesmaids, which I tried to introduce a little while ago, that's a fun...
I'm sorry, I derailed you.
Right. Fun hangover-like film. Better, I think. Has some scatological scene in there that's probably better than anything Judd Apatow had ever put together for men.
All right.
And so there's a buddy, you know, 20 years later or more, you've got a buddy film for females that's even more aggressive than Thelma and Louise.
But it's a comedy.
It is.
I mean, it's not getting at anything interesting. I mean, Bridesmaids is a trifle, ultimately. I mean, yes, it has to do with female friendship, but doesn't have any real substance to it.
What about Sex and the City?
I don't know. I'm not a fan.
I'm not necessarily either, but I'm trying to look at movies where women are coupled, so to speak.
Well, I definitely think Sex and the City has more going for it in the terms that you're talking about than Bridesmaids.
Okay.
Because,
yeah.
Well, over the course of those many seasons of that television show, they could explore those friendships in a way that Bridesmaids just doesn't have the time to do. However, we're talking about movies and not TV shows.
Sure.
And even though they made movies out of Sex and the City, not great movies.
So are we thinking there isn't yet a firm place for female buddy films?
Thelma and Louise may have legitimized the female action hero, but we didn't see a spate of female buddy movies coming out of it. You know why? Truth be told, John, I was like, because Thelma and Louise, the very idea of that is still dangerous to men. Two powerful, sexy, dynamic, smart women together on screen just doesn't bode well for dudes.
So I'll take you back 60 years or more.
Okay.
Stage Door.
Yeah.
Katherine Hepburn, Lucille Ball, a whole bunch of very strong, intelligent mm-hmm. women put together in a boarding house during the Depression, trying to make it in showbiz. It crackles with wit, frequently invective against some men, but not at all like what we're talking about with Thelma and Louise. In other words, I thought we had the formula for this years ago, but we had to wait 60 years to get to Thelma and Louise, and even then now we're not comfortable talking about Sex and the City and Bridesmaids and giving it a legitimate, hefty role in filmmaking.
Well, as long as mostly men are making movies,
yes,
you will see a dearth of the female buddy picture. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, where you can see the Cinema Classics film series every month. For showtimes and titles, go to gatewayfilmcenter.com. Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the show online at wcbe.org.